Our first two contestants are good friends. Alex Moffat's been on Saturday Night Live since 2016. Jen Spira is a comedy writer whose new book is called Big Time, and it's out now. Jen, Alex, hello.
Hello, Ophira, Jonathan. Great to be here.
Guys.
Jen, congratulations on your new book.
Thank you
book,
so much.
Big Time.
Whee! That is right.
Big Time.
Indeed.
Get your copies.
Yeah, it's a collection of hilarious essays, absurdist concepts that are put together from, I like that, you know, Sherlock Holmes meeting Watson through the technology of now, a dating. I don't want to give it all away, but so many fun.
Oh, thank you so much. It was so fun to get to. I mean, I used to work for Colbert, and then before that, The Onion. And so this is the first time I've been, you know, unleashed, no rules. So that getting to fully do what I want, that's kind of fun.
You were a writer for Stephen Colbert.
Indeed.
And you left, last September? Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, like exactly. Yeah, last September. Yeah.
But you're still, your voice is still announces the show.
This is true. And it's so funny because no one knows. It's such a weird little fun fact. But yeah, I mean, I think it's the only female late night announcer. It's this sweet gig. But when I did announce I was leaving to work on the book, I know that there were wolves at the door. And there are wolves at the door every day. And so that's why I can never get sick. I really do try to take care, because this gig is, I cannot let it go.
Wolves,
I mean,
at the door. Alex, as someone who's had the opportunity to portray both Eric Trump and Joe Biden.
Oh. I've only done Biden once, so. Whereas we did Eric Trump and Don Jr., I think all told 4,000 times on television. I mean, I had a blast every time we got to do those, because it was basically just like Mikey and I love each other in real life and have kind of a brotherly thing. And there's a sort of like sweetness that we gave to the brothers. I don't know if that's truly there, but we figured it would help. And I just basically could act like a toddler. And then Mikey was sort of like a sweet American psycho. So that was always a good time.
And wait, Allie, when you did Joe the first time and you somersaulted out, which I thought was like such a funny way to intro him, Alex used to work for the Bulls? Okay. I mean, this is your crazy thing. I'm wondering, did you let the SNL people know? I mean, they must know about your physical prowess and what you can do.
I think anywhere I go, I wear the term physical prowess on my sleeve. So I didn't have to tell anybody. But yeah, they know that I like to tumble and twirl and all that.
But just to, you know, for our listeners, you were on the Chicago Bulls acrobatic dunk team.
I was. Benny and the Elevators, Ophira. One of the best acro dunking halftime teams in the game currently. I got to do plenty of jumping and dunking and stuff, but some of these other guys were doing like triple flips and putting it through their legs. So to answer your question, yes, Jenny, I pitched the tumbling in.
Mm-hmm.
I
did. That's great.
Because I'm also a big Willy Wonka fan. And
yes.
So I figured, let's
just bring it all together.
Why not? Yeah.
Bring it all together. All right, we have a couple games. We'll chat some more, but let's slip into a game. You guys ready for your first one?
Heck yes.
Yes.
All right, so you're going to take turns answering questions in this first game. This is a game called This, That, or the Other. We're going to give you the name of something. And you are going to tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Jonathan Coulton, what are today's categories?
Today's categories are baby animals, like the name of a baby animal, a calf or a joey, something like that. Brand names for over-the-counter pain reliever ibuprofen, like Advil or Motrin. Or fictional vampires.
Alex, this first one is for you.
I love it.
Is Allivin a baby animal, a brand of ibuprofen, or a vampire?
Allivin and the Chipmunks? I guess he was kind of a vampire. With those long front teeth. Okay. He could really do some damage to a neck. All right. I'm going to say that's a vampire.
Oh, I'm sorry. It would be adorable vampire. It's a baby salmon.
No, it's not, though. They call those salmonellas.
Salmonettes. Salmonettes. Yeah, Olivet is a baby salmon. And fun fact. I know, you just said, could I have a fun fact about salmon? Yes. Uh-huh. Salmon can change color multiple times over the course of their lives. They change color during breeding seasons to attract mates.
Who among us?
For example.
Yeah,
that's when they become blondes.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Hey-o.
All right, Jen, here's one for you.
All righty.
Vasilisa. Baby animal, ibuprofen, or vampire? Vasilisa.
Vasilisa. I mean, it sounds a lot like Vagisil, but it's not Vagisil.
Nope. You're on the right track.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah.
Yep. I like it. I like it.
I mean, whatever. I'm actually going to go with a vampire. It's kind of a great name for a fictional vampire.
You are correct. It is a fictional vampire. Yeah. It's actually a royal vampire princess and teenage high schooler in the best-selling Vampire Academy books.
Oh, Vasilisa. That's awesome. That's a great... It's so hard to come up with, like, fake awesome names. Hats off.
You do wonder, though, if, you know, the writer had inspiration just from things around them, and they were like...
Yeah, or, just that, you know, huge tub of Vagisil that they... next to the computer.
And my Aunt Lisa.
Yes. One there, one there. Wait a second. All right, Alex. Dorival.
Pass.
Ali.
Dorival. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Sure. I love Dorival.
Okay. Language of origin.
Oh, lordy.
I don't know. I don't know offhand.
Do you hear my baby making a billy goat sound in the background, by the way?
So cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's it. Dorival. What? I'll go with an ibuprofen.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes.
It is. All right. It is marketed in Central American countries for menstrual relief.
Mm.
Great.
All right, the last one is for you, Jen.
All righty.
Avicus.
I got it really strong. I had an immediate reaction. I was like, I think this is a vampire, but let me just hold on, Avicus. Yeah.
Is there a fourth category for DJ?
There ought to be.
But that's just every word.
Yeah. Avicus. I mean, kind of sounds like a Roman senator or something, but okay, I'm not, okay, baby animal.
It is a vampire. You were on the right track with the Roman thing. It's an ancient vampire who appears in Anne Rice's Vampire Chronicles.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yes, I think a half point. For that.
Yeah, a half point for...
Don't give it to me. No, no, I don't want that.
We're killing it, Jen.
I have one full
point. Yeah. Oh. More with Alex and Jen after the break, and a little later I'll talk to Alfonso Ribeiro, who hosts America's Funniest Home Videos, and I promise no one will get hit in the groin with a baseball. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.